Today's scripture given to us is Luke chapter 17, verses from 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Amen. I pray that the grace of resurrected God will be bestowed to every fellow believer at home and work for joining this Sunday worship online. Verse 11 of today's scripture testifies as follows. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. If the map of Israel at the time can be drawn in our mind, there's the Jordan at the center. Galilee locates near the lake in the north, while the south has Judea, west to the Dead Sea. The west to the Jordan at Samaria, and the east is Decapolis and Berea. Luke 9:51 testifies as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven. Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. In 19:58 says, after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. So verses from 9:51 to 19:28 of Luke are the words of God when leaving Galilee for Jerusalem from north to south. Jesus went from north to south, from east to west, to preach and work for about 6 months. The border between Samaria and Galilee in the scripture is the valley of Jezreel, where the Kishon River runs. That is the region of Israel. Jesus now spends the last year of his public life, which means his journey to Jerusalem is the way to death. Evidently, Jesus might have felt a mixed feeling. When Jesus went up to Mount Gethsemane, he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, take this cup away from me," with anxiety and sadness. Knowing what will happen, Jesus must have not been lighthearted. If you are faced with some challenge, you don't care much about others. It is so even with the smallest trouble. Even if others have a serious disease, it feels nothing compared to one's own flu. Then how depressed Jesus might feel when facing death. But Jesus did not turn a blind eye to the trouble of others, under the excuse of his problem. Then a group of people came to Jesus. Verses 12 testifies as follows. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance. Jesus visited a village, and 10 men with leprosy approached him. They could not get close to Jesus and stopped at a distance. The reason that they had to keep some distance was the rules that separate patients of leprosy at the time. Leprosy is also called Hansen disease, after the name of a Norwegian doctor, Hansen, who first found the Mycobacterium leprae that causes the disease in 1873. This disease is one of the oldest diseases found in human history. The first record about this disease was found in India, 600 BC, while Korea has a record indicating 100 leprosy patients were medically treated in 1451 under the Joseon Dynasty. Those with leprosy were strictly isolated in Korea as well. The facilities to treat such patients were located in Sorok Island and a facility called Aeyangwon, based in Yeosu City. Sorok means a small island of deer in Korea. When thinking about small deers peacefully bounding around a hill, you would grin. But in reality, the lonely and isolated patients collectively live there. Even though the word Aeyangwon meant a house where people were treated with love, there were only those who were not loved. I have an experience where I stayed in Aeyangwon for a couple of days and shared fellowship with the patients during my college years. They could not see, and they even could not read Braille. But some of them were able to listen to the Bible on a cassette player repeatedly, so they could memorize the Old Testament as I remember. I felt at the time the depth and passion of their faith that cannot easily be reached. What impressed me the most was when they say, "No one cries at a funeral here." As death to the leprosy patients was a journey to the eternity where there is no punishment of leprosy and pain. So they feel happy and grateful about the death instead of mourning. As we have only a few of leprosy patients on a yearly basis in Korea, it is expected that we have no more leprosy patients soon, and in 20 years or so, leprosy will disappear forever. Unlike other nations at the time of Jesus, those with leprosy were treated harshly in Israel. From the chapter 5 of the 2 Kings, Naaman, a Syrian defense minister, also was leprous. But he made a great contribution at war, and he had been able to freely visit the temple of gods, which was never possible in Israel. The chapter 13 and 14 of Leviticus testify the rules regarding the lepers in detail. The patients should first be separated when confirmed to have leprosy based on the rules. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, anyone who has visited a place where a confirmed patient had stayed should be self-quarantined, even if they are not one of them. The word quarantine was originated from an Italian word quaranta, meaning the age of 40. When the pest was widespread across Europe in the 14th century, Italians paid attention to the Jews, whose damage was the least. They separate themselves from others for a certain period of time when doing something inappropriate or ominous, such as touching a dead body. So the Italian leaders made a law that those with infectious disease and those who had been in contact with those with infectious disease are supposed to be quarantined for 40 days. This is how the word includes the number of 40 in the word separation. As such, those who suffer the disease were collectively staying at a house built in the wilderness or at a cave in mountains. The fact that they lived outside the city did not simply mean that the residential areas were different from each other. But the number of those patients were excluded from the population of Israel. Most of the ancient wars were aimed to occupy cities. So those patients who lived outside the city were prone to be killed, yet no one cared about their existence, whether they are safe or not. The film called Ben-Hur depicts the miserable life of the people affected by leprosy. The mother and younger sister of Ben-Hur, who suffered leprosy, lived in a valley where such patients lived together. The scene of the film was not an exaggeration at all, but based on the fact. Not only that, in accordance with William Barclay, a Scottish scholar who studied the New Testament, families of those with leprosy could not approach anyone, including their families, closer than 4 cubits or 1.8 meters. People were understood as unclean whoever stayed close to those with leprosy. If the wind blows from the direction where a patient stayed, 100 cubits or 45 meters should be kept apart. So the patients wore torn clothes and black and loosened their hair to indicate they suffer leprosy. People still had no idea who they were and approach. They had to cry, "Unclean, unclean," to mean, "You would become unclean if getting close to me and cannot come to the temple." So they were alive, but considered dead. It was not just the separation and a sense of isolation that affected the patients the most. What was even worse for them was the feeling that they had to suffer the disease because God gave up on them and God punished them. Miriam, an older sister to Moses, and Aaron challenged the leadership of Moses and came to suffer leprosy for the punishment of God. Thankfully, that were cured by Moses' prayer and joined the community again after having a week of quarantine. Syrian general Naaman, who also suffered leprosy, he had his skin cleansed, and the skin was restored like that of a young boy after dipping himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. He was so grateful that he tried to give an offering to Elisha, but he did not take. But when a servant named Gehazi desired and secretly took the offering, he ended up being infected. As such, there are several people who had leprosy led by the punishment in the Old Testament. So overall, Israelites consider leprosy as the consequence of God's punishment. That was why people harshly treated those with leprosy and even stoned them to death. Not only general citizens, but rabbis also would say in pride that they could keep the distance with the patients by throwing stones. Such a reason kept them from coming closer to Jesus. Even they saw him, they cried at a distance, as in the verse 13. Called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." 10 men with leprosy cried in one voice, "Jesus, Master." To mean a master, rabbi, or didaskalos were more generally used in the New Testament. But the word used by the patients for Jesus was epistates, which has a meaning of respect. It means someone who I can trust and rely on, or someone who can renew myself, and it would be more effective to translate as a teacher. One day, Jesus suggested to his disciples to ride a boat together to cross the Galilee, but there was a storm, and Jesus fell asleep. The disciples were once fishermen, but helpless before the storm. The boat was gradually sinking, and the disciples begged, "The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Master, Master, we're going to drown.'" The master here is epistates. Once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Then Peter said, "Jesus Christ." 8 days have passed, and Jesus took Peter, John, and James up to the mountains. There, Jesus changed, and it was so stunning that they could not watch him. And Jesus told them about his death along with Moses and Elijah. The 3 disciples dozed and woke up at the end of the conversation to watch how Jesus really looked. The Luke chapter 9 verse 33 testifies what Peter said at the time as follows. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. "Master," that Peter called out Jesus was epistotes, meaning the master and teacher. All referred to Jesus when Peter and other disciples called out Jesus. Aside from that, there were no other person who called Jesus this way. Then, the 10 men with leprosy in today's scripture called Jesus epistotes. They were the only people who called Jesus this way other than the disciples. Jesus told those who called him out loud in verse 14. When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And they went and they were cleansed. There were rare cases that leprosy was cured. In such cases, a priest confirmed the illness was cured, and he had others to bring two alive and cleansed, bring two alive and cleansed birds to him. One of them was killed, and its blood mixed with the running water was sprinkled 7 times to the cured person with the cedar branch, red thread, and hyssop, while the other was set free. This means that the patient was renewed. All the hair was shaved, and they were finally allowed to be cleansed after taking a bath in a clean water. After dedicating worship with the offering, they could come home. They were recovered both in a physical and social terms. Jesus told those with leprosy, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Because of this process, recovering from the illness is God's grace. But after that, that's our duty. If we do not follow the word of God, the grace of God is meaningless, and the power of God become meaningless. These patients found they were completely cured when approaching to the priest to show themselves. One of them did not come to the priest and came back to Jesus and lay on his face, as testified in verses 15 and 16. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back and praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. It was a Samaritan who came back and praised God in a loud voice. It was his confession that what happened to him was done by God 100%. How much touched he was when seeing that he was cured. He must have wanted to rush to show himself to the priest and obtain his declaration that he was cleansed so he could go back home in a hurry. However, this man went back to Jesus. The 10 men with leprosy saw Jesus come by and called out in a loud voice. And the returned Samaritan praised God in a loud voice. The 10 men were calling out so that their voice could reach Jesus, while the Samaritan was his cry for God. Two different Greek words were used for each of these cases, which are to mean the volume of the voice and the attitude of one's mind, respectively. It would be the volume of a voice that matters to call out a friend at a distance, but the parents who called out their child when he or she is walking in a road where cars are running fast, that is not about the volume of the voice. It is about a scream and cry. We will meet God, who is good and unlimited in person. We face our bare selves. We regret the past, living hopelessly. Come to know how big sin we committed by living without God. And we eventually realize how small and pathetic we are, that we can barely hold back the tears and cry out loud. Such a cry is not about the volume of the voice, but shows the attitude of our minds. This man with leprosy came back to Jesus and cried like that. Jesus said to the Samaritan who bowed down before Jesus as testified in verse 17 and 18, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Jesus lamented, saying, "Is it a Samaritan who came back to me?" This was his disappointment shown not for the Samaritan, but for those who did not return. Given how Jesus told, the other 9 were considered Jews. If they were all affected by leprosy, it didn't matter if they were Jews or strangers. They all were isolated by others, but after the recovery, their attitude changed. How they think about Samaritans became the same as the way they did, and how they think about Jesus also went back to the same as the attitude of the Jews who were against Jesus at the time. "You call me as master, but now you treat me like this after your body and life got cured because of me." It is God's regret and sigh. The fact that the Samaritan who returned and the other 9 who did not were all recovered from leprosy. But there is one thing different. It is testified in the verses 18 and 19. Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." To whom that this word is given, it is a blessing, but for the other nine, it is a word of judgment. How many years would those who cured from leprosy live more after the recovery? 100 years? At the time, people could not live long. They could live tens of years, but that's it. After death, they will stay in pain, harsher than the pain where they had to live outside the city in predicament. If we fail to bow down before God for the grace allowed by God, our life also destined to end like the other nine. Do you have a chance to meet a person with leprosy? If the disease was developed long ago, their looks would not be perfect. Neither their hands nor their feet. Let us suppose that we are infected with the Mycobacterium leprae. Let us suppose the outside look would have no difference. Our physical appearances might still be attractive, tall and in good shape. But what if the virus hurts our soul like it starts with eyebrow loss and bended hands? The state of being infected, this shows our society today. Damaged minds distort one's life, producing malfunctioning families, and things that are not supposed to happen actually take place. Our damaged minds cannot work in the right way, but are full of unrighteous thoughts. Others are just different than me, but we think they are wrong. Being different and being wrong are not the same. If you say something different is wrong because it is different, that is wrong. With normal looks, but hurt soul, we make countless wrongdoings. By trying to get even an inch more, whatever it is, we push others and boast that we go to some places where we are not allowed. And then we spend a long, long time regretting. Because our minds are seriously ill, though the appearances look no problem, we see what is not allowed to see, and we say things that are not supposed to be spoken. So the family and relationship where we have to care and love each other became like a war-torn ruins here and there. However, we are still hopeful because the resurrected God is with us. Like those with leprosy in today's scripture changed their lives by meeting Jesus Christ, our life begins to change from personally meeting Jesus Christ. But that is not enough. Like the Samaritan was allowed with an eternal life when he bowed down before God with his changed life, Our life here also will be extended to the eternity when we have our life depend on God. If we are able to have the Lord as our power and have our life rely fully on God, our life will recover for eternity, though it might look unsuccessful and not gain others' recognition in this land. And God will renew the world through such people. May the blessings are upon all of us so that we could pray and determine to become the center of such life. Let us pray. Father God, all 10 men with leprosy were recovered by the word of God, but a Samaritan was the only one who was grateful and bow down before God. Please allow us not to forget the grace of God where we have been guided through our paths of life and healed until now so that we can resemble the Samaritan while learning from the bad cases of the other 9. Also, we thank you for having us look back on ourselves through today's words. We confess that we might look with no problem, but are not confident to say our souls are also okay at all. At times, we misunderstood that we might feel happy if having a decent job with making a great deal of money. We also misunderstood that our healthy-looking appearance would lead to healthy minds and soul as well. But now we recognize how bad and foolish thoughts we have, why we have to go, and why we have to do things that are not allowed, and the places where it's banned, why we hurt others by saying harmful things. Now we understand why. It was because our hearts and soul were not healthy enough, and we failed to rely completely on God. Today, help us have the courage so our life could turn to God, and thus our soul can become healthier. May our healthy soul serve as the pathway of God that heals our failing society. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.